It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Kieran Grimes, Executive Head of Access to Higher Education and Adult Innovation in Adult Learning at MK College. Kieran, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you, Michael. Thanks for this opportunity to talk about the work we're doing at the college.
It's lovely to speak to you. Loads of courses available at MK College for adults. Talk us through what's on offer, first of all.
Oh, the offer is just constantly sort of growing. We recognise that in Milton Keynes there is loads and loads of opportunities for sort of people. There's different sort of jobs that are sort of opening up for people. The population is growing. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we have running at the moment in no particular order is we're offering sort of professional pathway sort of courses. So if people are interested in doing things such as the AAT around accountancy, if people are interested in professional courses to do with personnel or management, we have some of those. We're doing a wide range of courses for English for speakers of other languages as well. And they're delivered in the college and in the community. Loads and loads of adult English and maths programs for people, which could be GCSEs, could be functional skills. We have a wide offer of access to higher education, and we do that in partnership with local universities. A new exciting initiative this year is we're doing an access course into engineering, which is a brand new sort of program that we're offering. Also, what we're doing is loads of sort of digital delivery. It's a big sort of drive to so much sort of tech in life these days, tech around sort of Milton Keynes. So what we're actually doing is a range of sort of courses to really help people sort of develop their digital skills. So it can be sort of for people. So we're offering sort of what we're calling some Silver Surfer programs, which is offered in Bletchley. Also, we're doing some in a local cafe with some people as well. So it's just not the thing that like what we're offering is only for younger people or professional people. It is for anybody who wants to come along and learn and improve their digital skills. We have sort of free, subject to sort of certain criteria programs opening around digital technologies, around sort of AI programming with Python, certificates in data, digital marketing we're doing as well sort of for it. Also then what we're bringing in sort of from next year, we're going to have a new building on the back of Chaffron Way around sustainability. And we're looking at programs around sort of people being able to upskill, to be able to install things such as solar panels on people's houses, electric charging points as well.
Wow.
And so a huge, huge sort of range of sort of different programs that will be available for people. The really, really sort of good news about it is a lot of these programs may be free for a lot of people as well.
Wow. Okay.
There are different sort of pots of money that are available. And so some people may be able to upskill and do these programs for free.
Incredible. There's a lot to dig into there. That's a lot of subjects. You've recently been inspected by Ofsted as well, haven't you?
Yes, Ofsted came to visit us in February sort of this year, and it was a really, really sort of positive experience sort of for us. The college overall came out as a good, where we had two areas of outstanding, which was around inclusive sort of learning, but also our adult education came out as an outstanding provision.
Wow. So the offering in adult education is officially outstanding according to Ofsted.
Yes. Yeah. And we're still excited by it sort of a few months down the line.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You know, and it shows the dedication and reflection on the hard work of everybody who's involved sort of with adult learning in the college.
In terms of the delivery of these courses, obviously, presumably some of them are going to be official qualifications and recognised qualifications. Are some of these just like evening classes? Potentially people could do them as a, you know, if they just want to upskill?
Yes, so we recognise that sort of 9 to 5 does not work for a huge number of people.
Sure.
So our programmes that we're offering, we're tailoring the times around it. So if, for example, the access to higher education, that's offered during the day, that's offered in the evening, that's offered as a hybrid sort of programme. Many of the digital courses that we are offering will run sort of in the evenings. So, for example, some of them will run on a Thursday sort of during the day, which may be good for some people. Other programs are running on a Monday evening, sort of from 5:30 to 8:30 in sort of the tech park as well. Other programs are running in sort of the Tuesday evenings, 5:30 to 8:30.
So people can fit them in around whatever other commitments they've got on. Yeah.
Yes. And the programs aren't all year, maybe sort of two terms. And then there's some work that they need to do out of college as well. And we're working with an external company, and we're developing sort of podcasts and on-demand sort of learning for people, because we recognize that, you know, not all learning has to take place in the classroom. So we're looking at a wide range of different initiatives, how we can make sort of our offer of different courses available to as many people as we can.
What do you find is the primary reason why people would be interested in adult education? Is it because they need to get a qualification, or is it just people have an interest in a particular subject?
Most of our courses that we offer is because people are interested in progressing. They want to progress in their lives, and they're recognizing that they have gaps in their education, or they need to upskill to improve it. For example, some of our adult English and maths courses that we do, sort of, we have adults coming into those programs because they want to be in a position to support their children more sort of than they could at the moment. Other programs is professional, because they recognize they're either in a role or they want to progress to a role, and therefore they need to broaden sort of their education and their qualification base. So there's loads and loads of different reasons, but it is very much around people want to learn and they want to progress sort of within their own personal lives, but also sort of professionally.
Fantastic. You mentioned there that there is pots of funding available and that some people might be able to do these courses for free.
Yes.
How would someone begin to find out if that's the case?
Okay, well, the first and easiest way at the moment will be to come to our open event that we have on Tuesday evening from 5:00 to 7:00 in Chaffron Way, where there's going to be people there from the adult team who will be able to help and advise them. They can always send in an inquiry into the college. They can either phone, or they can send in an email, and then somebody from the adult team will be able to go back with them. Because some of it comes from the government funding, there's many different varied sort of approaches to it. It's a whole sort of radio interview in itself and a bit more. So there's loads of different ways, but make contact with us and then we'll be able to talk through to people what is the best way to get the programme sort of funded. So some of it is free from the government. We also are able to access adult learning loans as well. Like I say, there's loads of ways that people can actually sort of come and engage in education without necessarily it costing them.
Fantastic. And that open event, the best way to find out about the range of subjects and meet the tutors and all of that stuff as well?
Yes. Yep, come in. So there'll be tutors here from different areas, and also we will have a main information point as well. That if we're not able to answer the question on the night, then there'll be somebody there who will be gathering that information, and they will then sort of go back to the individuals with sort of the answers that they need.
Amazing. So Kieran outlined the broad range of subjects available at MK College as part of their adult education offering. So if you're interested in any of those, get yourself along this Tuesday night. It's between 5 and 7 at MK College. And Kieran Grimes is Head of Access to Higher Education and Adult Innovation for Adult Learning at MK College. Kieran, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. It sounds like you're very busy at MK College.
we really, really are sort of busy, and what I would say is sort of the passion and the engagement and the enthusiasm from staff for adult education is off the scale.
Yeah, it's good to hear. So if you are interested in a course at MK College, do get involved. And Kieran, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Okay, thank you very much.